It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Who's on the phone? Daniel?
Yeah, we got Daniel.
Daniel, this whole conversation is stupid. Please try to fix it.
No, man. I was just going to tell you, man, the 12:30 food hour, this has been gold, man. Gold segment.
Well, this is what happened when the Kings don't play basketball. Frank's telling me to go to Ella. I tried. I couldn't get a reservation.
I've never been, but I've heard great things about Ella.
Hey, Hazel and Highway 50, Rudy's Hideaway. Bam.
Okay, what's that? What's Rudy's Hideaway?
I was a young kid.
What is it?
Rudy's Hideaway, steak and seafood.
Okay.
It's so old. Man. It's an old place.
Can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that at all.
Check it out, man. I'm not kidding. It's good. Right.
Appreciate you, Daniel. Thank you, brother.
I forget what I was going to talk about with the Kings. I forget now. So.
Oh, that's fine.
It's good.
Well, the good news is we're here tomorrow.
And they don't play tonight.
No, they sure don't. They sure don't. Boy, Ella's getting some love. Well, anybody know someone?
I know. I need to connect.
Yeah. First, right. Hey, can we go to the kitchen? Go to the kitchen. The website says, yeah, we're taking reservations for May starting in March.
That's crazy.
I can't help you with
that. See, I don't overlook the little people. You know what I'm saying? Even like the Mimosa House. Mimosa House, that was great breakfast. Great mimosas.
Mimosa House is fire.
That's the little people. That's the common folk. You know, I don't overlook the common folk.
Do you know what?
Mimosa House is the little people?
Yeah.
This is why I'm here. I'm for the common folk. We eat at McDonald's, all that stuff. You guys are big ballers, but I'll keep the show humble. Cast Digital Media says, Jesse didn't watch the McDonald's documentary. Yeah, I didn't. Some things are just better. Yeah, like, just be ignorant about some stuff. It's better that way.
No, I'm not going to watch it. I don't care. I don't care to watch it. I don't need to watch it.
Keep your documentary. Let me get a 10-piece, please.
McDonald's every day. I'm not going to have that every day. But if I have it once a week, once every week and a half, yes, it's bomb. Give me the fries. Large.
In reality, we're going to In-N-Out if fast food is being had.
Shout out In-N-Out. You know what they need out here?
This show has gone to hell.
Has it, though? Wait, it went to hell 4 years ago then.
Well, that's
we've been kind of stuck there since, bro.
Not entirely inaccurate.
Daniel enjoying it.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel forgot his Kings take.
Daniel was ready to...
The one reason why we're here, he forgot.
He was ready to fire off a take on Jonas Valanciunas and forgot it because he got so hyped about the food. Well, so I got to get into Ella in the kitchen now. So I'll just take notes. Mate, can you call for me?
I don't know if that'll do anything.
Hey, this is Kenny Caraway. Can you get my little co-host?
I don't know if that's...
Can you get my little buddy in?
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Enjoy Scott's, though.
I'll do that.
Scott's is good stuff.
Shout out to Will. He just got to the beginning of this conversation. We'll catch it up 20 minutes from now.
Oh, man. Maybe it's all bad memories from your contract signing. I'm not sure.
Hey, that was a tough, hey. That was a tough, a great day for one and a tough day for another.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why they did that, bro. Everybody
Dame's just trying to watch the national championship.
You don't? Wait a second. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Everybody was signing a contract.
No,
what do you
we
mean?
Weren't.
No,
I didn't sign anything. I
was lucky to even be there.
Nothing. We weren't even on the same contract schedule until we started at KSFM.
I don't know. I mean, I appreciate it, though.
It was only, to the best of my knowledge, you're like the only person ever.
Well, they do it every day now.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. Did Peter get taken to Morton's?
Well, no, he didn't.
Peter sat at a little table out in front of the Odyssey sign and signed a, probably a ceremonial contract.
And I got Doritos and just hopped in the video.
You signed your actual contract.
Casey really got a steak Morton's. Dinner for his contract. Hasn't been done since.
You,
I'm not even sure before.
So you know what's funny?
The whole story.
I'm not sure anyone at the Madison building got taken out like that.
There were
whole story to it.
There were like seven people at that dinner, and we've outlasted.
Well,
hey, hey.
We've outlasted all
millions.
Of
didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did.
That's crazy. We outlasted everybody else who was at that Morton's.
Shout
dinner.
Out to the click.
That is crazy.
Oh man,
I went to Morton's.
The context to that trip was it wasn't for my contract signing. It was because PDX was here.
You are lying. I have pictures of it.
Yeah, it happened there. But the only reason we went there is because PDX was
our
here.
Main, our
okay,
boss.
Let's try this. Let's do this real quick. Were you consulting on where we were going for dinner?
I was barely asked to go.
Fine. I wasn't consulted.
What?
Is anyone in this room, were they asked, where do you want to go to dinner?
Go ahead and answer.
Anyone.
We'll wait.
Yeah, okay. I was asked, but I wasn't the only one.
You
asked PDX.
Hold on. Real quick. PDX, were you asked? Oh, he's not here, so we'll never know.
Oh, yeah, because he's one of the ones who didn't make it.
But I was one of the ones
Man.
Who did.
Hey, D-Lo, do you like your Brussels sprouts? How are your Brussels sprouts? Oh, that looks good. Yummy. Wow.
That was cold.
No, they look good. How about those mushrooms?
Hey, can we get him some zucchini noodles? He doesn't eat steak.
Oh, there she's hot today. Jazzy 510 with a suggestion for Scott's. This is what she likes.
Clearly, she's not working. Clearly, she's got time today.
A real contentious start to the show. I thought the vibes were up to start, to be honest, too. And then
I told you I don't feel well.
You said it, but like the way you acted was just different.
Snickers, man.
You need to go to Kaiser.
What you know about that, coach? But I was one of the ones who did.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's true, though, man. The millions didn't make it.
Millions? That table didn't make it. Just picked off one at a time.
It's like with those movies at the end where they slowly just fade out.
This is a last man standing match or a Royal Rumble or what?
One of them did, but most of that table didn't make it through the summer.
Well, only one did. Only one did.
Could you imagine stopping the show to do a SportsCenter update?
Oh, man. Hey, top of the hour. We're not in commercial at the top of the hour.
Come on.
I don't think this is
Never
a good idea
been.
To stop the conversation. Oh, let's try it. Don't think it's a good idea. Just try it. Okay, then.
Nope.
I'm never going back.
Oh, we've lived 10 lives here on D'Lo and KC.
We're still standing. We're still strong.
We work as hard as we do because of that stuff.
Facts.
Never going back.
We never
going back.
This Victor says, why do I feel like D'Lo gets angry when he gets sick? I'm not sick. I don't get sick. I felt great this morning and immediately left that room like, okay, just fine.
Penny Barling.
Crush up some Advil and throw it in the pudding for you.
I didn't say that because that's my boy. That's what Coach Thompson asked.
No, it's fine. I wanted that to linger out there and die so he didn't latch on to it like he knows what that reference is from.
Well, no, he put it in the pudding, the aspirin.
When?
When Pam wasn't feeling good.
No, he did it when Michael Scott clamped his foot down on a George Foreman grill. Do you know why Michael Scott clapped his foot down on a George Foreman grill?
Why did he do that?
It's because he doesn't have a butler and he likes to wake up to the smell of fresh bacon. Why is that making noise?
No, it's over. He's going to throw the controller right now.
He likes to wake up to the smell of bacon.
Okay.
So he sets an alarm. He wakes up. He throws four strips of bacon onto the George Foreman grill. The alarm goes off. He wakes up again. But on this particular morning, he stepped on the George Foreman grill.
That's crazy.
He later cooked steaks on that same grill.
No, wait. Okay, no, because, yeah, he did. He was.
No.
He liked bacon. I remember that now. It's crazy.
All right.
So much disrespect whenever you do that, Casey.
Yes, no, I remember.
It's just a slap in the face to all of us.
I remember. Shout out Michael Scott.
So do we get the show back on track for this next 3.5 minutes, or what do we do?
Well,
no, we sit here and we think about Michael Jackson.
No, I remember that one.
No, you don't. Tyler says, D-Lo is me anytime there's a minor inconvenience. That's funny.
You know, I still haven't finished Starting Five.
God damn.
I thought about that.
At this point, don't. Here's spoiler alert. Jimmy's not on that team anymore.
Does Sabonis make the All-Star team?
Boy, wait till you see the ending when Jason Tatum wins the championship.
What they gonna say now?
No. Hey.
Shout out Tatum. It's my boy. I'm still get that Tatum jersey, man.
Follow this again.
Probably.
We're just playing all the hits right now.
Probably, yeah,
probably,
no, let's go ahead.
All-star jersey, man. I don't need to get the Celtics.
That's good. Why would you want to do an episode of Flipside for old time's sake, too, since we just... Oh, we in a jukebox right now, yeah. At this point.
Matter of fact, I'm getting a Duke Tatum jersey. I ain't getting the Celtics one, man. Can't be walking around with no Celtics jersey, bro. Come on, man. Sorry, Jesse. It just is what it is.
It's fine. Not everyone can be a champion.
I saw, I did see Deuce out there.
Out where?
At the All-Star. Yeah, like walked by him.
Didn't even talk to you, did he?
No, Deuce kept it moving.
Yeah, Deuce ain't about D-Lo and Casey.
SGA was back there.
SGA representing himself?
Yes.
You think he's really gonna? Well, I guess he can, because there's not really a lot of negotiating.
Oh.
How much can you pay me? That.
And he's got the shoe deal already.
Yep.
So
did Lamar Jackson get his deal without an agent?
He did.
Yeah. Well, yep. Yeah. His mom was his.
Well, his mom. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think his mom is like a certified agent. Like, I think she's verified.
You have to be. Yeah. The only people who can negotiate. Not be. The only people who cannot be a certified agent is yourself.
Got you. But yeah, I was about to say, that's why I think why I like All-Star Weekend so much. Because I like people watching. I just watch. I ain't got to do nothing. I just sit there and watch. And I watched all the people go by SGA. And it's just prime people watching. You think they'll ever go back to Vegas?
Yeah.
For All-Star Weekend?
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't great. But it wasn't that bad.
Saturday got spooky and Sunday got real spooky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, somebody did die on the strip that day. They were shot.
Well, it wasn't an NBA player, though.
That's not funny, but yeah.
I'm serious.
No, you're like, right. You're right.
I mean, Pac died on the strip. It doesn't mean right. Lady Gaga's not going to perform there.
They say, though, like, at that time in 07, as much as like we you know, I don't want to say romanticize, but like think Vegas is ready for anything, they weren't ready for that. 10, 15 years later, they believe.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as
early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If it came back, they're ready to handle it. They've done the Super Bowl. They've done a bunch of other stuff. They're ready to handle something like that. So I don't, they think it would be
bad. Is that where Barkley kissed Bavetta? Was that Vegas, huh?
Yeah, that was, they need to do that.
That's pretty funny. No, I don't know why that happened that way, but that was funny.
Yeah, I don't know why they kissed, but the race was good.
That's funny.
Nice little build up.
We'll come back.
Bavetta thought he was going to beat Charles Barkley in the race. Come on.
We're going to get to this damn Luka Doncic AI thing at some point. Trista Crick, I think, at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
And
James Ham, 3 o'clock.
I do, before, because I got to jet out a little earlier today, I do want to ask you a question about, like, the Kings front office. Big topic today on the Insiders was, like, DeMarcus Cousins saying they, you know, didn't see four. I have some questions. I just got some questions. Just want to have a conversation.
Okay. All right. D'Lo and Casey here on ESPN 1320. All right, man. We getting... Shoot. I was looking at Kenny's contract signing picture and closed out the screen that had that Luka Doncic as a Sacramento King
Kenny's
thing.
Contract. Like, everybody's got
That's
it.
A real picture.
Everybody's got a picture like that.
No where's one. I don't.
Yeah, where's mine?
I don't know.
Aaron came in here and was like, hey, sign this, loser.
No. There it is. Picture back out there in the universe.
Unbelievable.
Poor Stacey ain't even here anymore, but Kenny's still there with his giant prawns. So let me see if this dude has done a couple of these, because someone mentioned, oh, here it is. I asked ChatGPT to stimulate an alternate universe where the Oklahoma City Thunder never broke up their big three after the 2012 finals. And then he had one where I asked ChatGPT to stimulate an alternate universe where the Sacramento Kings drafted Luka Doncic.
Oh, brother.
This It's hilarious.
It is pretty funny. It's tough, too. It's tough.
But is it? Let me explain. Luka leads the Kings to the 8th seed in his first season. 44-38. Oh, what a turnaround. And guess who they lose to? To the Golden State Warriors. Mm. Even in a fake AI universe, we lose to the Golden State. Not only did we lose to the Warriors, we got our ass kicked 4-1.
Gentlemen sweep here.
That's KD Warriors, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's not. That's 18-19. That's not it. That's not KD, right?
Yeah, KD's still there.
Oh, okay. He's still there. All right. First round, let's see, 2019 offseason. For some reason, the Kings added Brook Lopez, Trevor Ariza, KC's boy, he scooped that, and Patrick Beverley. Luka Doncic takes a huge leap in year two. Kind of sounds like De'Aaron Fox. Mm. Kings go on to beat the Utah Jazz in the first round of the playoffs. They lose to the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's tough.
In the second round of the playoffs.
Six-game series, though.
Sacramento trades the 20th pick and Brook Lopez for Miles Turner in the 2020 offseason. Mm. They also signed Marc Gasol. So AI has figured this all out.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Kings secure the 3 seed in the 2020-2021 season. Mm-hmm. Beat the Mavericks in the first round, but lose to the Suns. Luka averages in this fictitious universe.
Luka's picture funny.
34-10. 34-10-9, to be clear, in that second round series against the Phoenix Suns. And miraculously, the Kings are able to acquire Paul George in a trade that sends Buddy Hield, thank God, even in an AI universe, it feels good to trade Buddy Hield. The 2022 first round pick and the 2024 second round pick. Now we've got Luka and Paul George leading the Sacramento Kings.
Well, this is one of the things that caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
In the caption,
mm-hmm.
They list the trade and it says Luka now has a true superstar next to him.
Mm.
Damn. What was the Aaron Fox?
I don't know. He wasn't a superstar.
Mm.
He wasn't a superstar. The Kings finished 57-25 and second in the West. Wasn't even good enough for first. Luka has an historic season, and I think he wins the MVP. He does. Yeah. He wins his very first MVP. Sacramento Kings Luka Doncic wins his first MVP in the 2021-2022 season. Kings go on to beat the Denver Nuggets, the Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns, before they play the Milwaukee Bucks in the 2022 NBA Finals, where the Kings go on to win their championship in 6 games.
Mm.
38 points per game, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists for Luka Doncic. Now, this is the AI universe. The fascinating thing about this to me is when all is said and done, Luka Doncic played 21 seasons with the Sacramento Kings. Mm. 6, beginning with that first one in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
6 championships. Including, inexplicably, 1-20-38. They don't describe to us how that happens. 6 MVP and NBA Finals MVPs. These are Michael Jordan numbers.
Mm-hmm.
6 MVPs. Again, Michael Jordan numbers. The thing I found fascinating about this is that all started in the 2021-22 season, the 2022 season.
Mm.
So 3 years ago. None of that's happened.
That's the same thing I thought.
Luka has not won an NBA Finals. He's not won an NBA championship. He certainly hasn't won a Finals MVP. He hasn't even won a league MVP.
Same thing I was thinking.
But AI has figured if he had just gone to the old stable organization known as the Sacramento Kings, he could have won 6 of them.
Yeah.
Or, for argument's sake, he could have won 1 by now. Okay. Actually, let's be clear. In this universe, Luka Doncic would be winning his 3rd NBA championship this year.
That's right.
2022, 2023, don't know what happened in 2024, but the Kings go on to win in 2025.
The other aspect of this, now they didn't necessarily say this, so maybe it's a little off, but Luke is just a pillar of clean health. Just never injured.
Oh, look at this crap. Most career triple doubles. Past my boy Russell Westbrook getting
it. I noticed that too, though. I noticed that after a while. There was the De'Aaron Fox thing I noticed. Mm-hmm. And then as I was going through it, I was like, I'm sorry.
It hasn't done any of this.
Real life is still here, and none of this has happened. But, man, can you imagine? Look, I understood at the time, you know, all this other stuff. I recognized almost immediately into that season how it was the wrong choice. Definitely, if not that season, then the next season. It'd be crazy if Luka was a king. That would be... We missed out. We did miss out. Like, I'm not going to dispel that. We missed out on Luka being a king. It would be a wonderful marriage. They would love Luka here in Sacramento.
Does that still hurt?
For me personally, it only hurts when you see things like this. Like in real life, in reality, it doesn't sting that much to me. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. But for some people, it does. I mean, we saw it all last postseason when people weren't able to get over it. And I'm not saying that's like, hey, get over it. They were still feeling sad that they passed up on Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame anyone for being upset about that. Like, no, Luka's a, you know,
he's already
Dame's a star. Right. And you can feel Dame, CJ, there's a Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. There's a long list of players that you could pick from. Luka, like Dame. It's would Dame, Steph, Klay, Giannis, would they have been stars on Sacramento? And I think those are fair questions because it's not like Steph hit the league and went crazy. The Warriors are what the Warriors are because Steph was what he was to start his career. And he signed what turned out to be the best team deal in the history of professional sports. He signed a basement deal and became the biggest player in the game immediately. That left them with loads of money to sign the likes of Kevin Durant and do everything that they did. Could he have done that in Sacramento? Could Klay have become Klay Thompson in Sacramento? Could Klay have become Klay without Steph Curry? Could Dame have become what he became in Sacramento? The difference between all of those players, CJ, I think you could throw Giannis in here. You could certainly throw Jokic, second round pick, into this. Luka was ready made. Like, he was, like, immediately. I remember when we won that lottery. First call I got. I can't believe you guys are getting Luka. He was ready.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be made into a star. Did he have things to learn? Sure. Like, does he? Probably still does. But he was ready made. There was no if with him. Unlike those other guys. Like, there's a lot of, we could have had this. We could have had that. Yeah. Situations matter. And our situation has... Perhaps still to this day, sucks. But Luka was ready. And that's the difference between him and all of these other players, is he was a star out of the gate, and Vlade missed.
Those other guys you mentioned.
And everyone involved missed. Not just Vlade, Brandon Williams, Vivek Ranadiba, everybody involved in this process missed. Because this is a situation where I'm letting basketball people do basketball things. I'm sorry, we're doing what? Oh, no, we're not. Oh, no, it's fine. You're fired. We're drafting Luka. I'll figure out someone else to run this team. This is my basketball team. I hired you to do something. You're doing something wrong. I recognize that. You're fired. He didn't, so he's at fault too. Go ahead.
Minus CJ, like the guys you named, ended up being like all-time greats, like top 75 guys, minus Klay, but he's one of the greatest shooters of all time. Do you think they would have been able to, kind of move past the Kings' dysfunction and all that still? Like, kind of like, because like I said, they're all time great talents. So, do you think they would have been able to overcome that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, those guys, I think situations matter, but when you
think we're being dismissive,
I
think situations matter a lot.
Situations matter, but
they might have traded Steph Curry in that contract year. Like, remember, Steph had the foot, the ankle stuff? They're like, what's he going to be worth? Who he signed a deal? Who was it comparable to? Wasn't Monte Ellis. Like, who was it? There was someone else in the league where it's like, yeah, that's probably what Steph is going to make. And it was that nothing, it turns out to be a nothing of a deal. And then he explodes. Like, the Kings might not even sign him.
They would have signed him.
Okay.
They, I mean,
all right, stupid me.
Obviously,
they always they've never missed before.
But they didn't trade DeMarcus Cousins, and DeMarcus Cousins was the top. Yeah, when Steph wasn't doing that stuff.
But Steph wasn't DeMarcus. At the time of that contract, Steph wasn't DeMarcus.
No, he wasn't. I'm trying to see what he was doing at the time of that contract, because that was they traded him. Or excuse me, he signed that contract when? Do you know off the top of your head?
Steph?
Yeah.
It had to have been, so what'd they win, 14? Maybe it was 13?
They won
15. Or 14 then. Because I feel like it was the year before they won.
Yeah, they wouldn't trade. It was 23 points a night.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine to look back at basketball. I'm gonna do a Kenny. I was there. I watched the games. I lived this.
I understand that.
His ankles were a serious question.
I was there too, but that.
So to just boil it down to stats, you acting like there wasn't a conversation about Steph Curry and his future is crazy.
There was a conversation, but nobody was telling Golden State they should get rid of him. It's about how much money do you want to pay him. That was the conversation, not this guy's just never get rid of him. Like, that wasn't a conversation.
No, you're being
that's
too
what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm saying I literally just said trade him.
No, what's the difference?
get rid of him is not signing him. Just like, get this guy out of here.
No, when I say get rid of him, I say move on from him. Okay. Trade him. I don't think that was a conversation. Maybe you heard.
Was there? No. I'm not saying. What I'm saying, there was a full on discussion about Steph Curry and his future. There was a full on discussion about how you pay a player that you don't know is going to be available for
Absolutely.
You. That was a real discussion that I did not imagine.
Absolutely.
And it's why he wound up signing the deal that he did. Didn't they trade Monte? Wasn't that the conversation? Monte or Steph?
Monte got traded early.
Wasn't it the year before? Or the year of?
I don't know. You might
when did,
you
when have did what's his name get booed?
I don't remember the year. I don't remember. You have a better recollection of that than me. But I think Clay was there, right, when Monte got traded. That was part of the reason why they traded Monte. I can't remember. I can't remember that one. But
I'll look up the Monte.
But the like I said, I think they would have held on to a Steph Curry. Now, like I said, situation
12, March have traded Bogut and Steven Jackson to the Golden State Warriors for Monte Ellis. Kwame Brown, 2012.
Kwame got traded to the Warriors too?
He got traded. Yes. No, from the Warriors.
And, oh, he was on the Warriors already. And, I'm...
So that says it's March of 2012.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people, obviously, who thought, thought you should have moved on from Steph and kept Monte.
Right.
And maybe that's something the Kings would have done. Like, if they would have had both of them, maybe something like that would have happened. I could see that happen.
Chose De'Aaron over Luka.
That's true.
Allegedly, right?
Yeah,
that's true. I don't even know if there's allegedly about that. I think that's what happened. Yeah. I'm trying to find the date that, Spot doesn't have dates. I was trying to find the date that Steph signed that contract. 4 years, $44 million is his rookie extension. It looks like it was signed in 13. So it was signed.
He was an all-star that year. 13-14, he was an all-star.
So it might have been signed 12-13. I'll see if I can find it. Now that I know the numbers, I might be able to find
12-13
it.
12-13 was his fourth year in the league, so that lines up with okay. When he would sign the extension, right?
Okay, yeah.
So it was probably 12-13. Or
4 years,
or the 44. Summer
4 years, after, 44 is crazy.
The summer after 12-13, right? Like going into the 13-14 year is probably when you would have signed
that man makes like $20 million more per year than he made on that contract extension.
So I do think that organization
June of 20. Sorry, my bad. Go ahead. He signed it in 2012.
2012.
I'm trying to find the exact date. I can't find the exact date, but he signed it in 2012.
So after the third, yeah, sounds about right. After the third season, they're extension eligible, and they signed him.
The Warriors and Curry's camp have finalized a 4-year deal worth $11 million per, which again,
that's
hilarious.
Crazy. So you said it.
October 31st, 2012.
So that's crazy. So that year, coming off of that year, he had only played 26 games. So the first year, he was second in rookie of the year, 17.5. Second year, he averages 18.6. He had bad ankle situations in 11 and 12 that forced him to only play 26 games, and they signed him to the extension anyway. So you think there's a possibility the Kings wouldn't have signed him to that extension. At that time, he had just come off 26 games. You know, ankle injuries, everything.
If I told you the Kings traded him for John Paxson, would you be surprised? Like, I mean, we're talking about the Sacramento Kings. Like, in a situation like that, what would they have done?
Traded him for Buddy.
I'm saying is Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. That's undeniable. But the first 4 years, he wasn't. Or 3 years, or whatever the number. The start of his career, he wasn't. Would the Kings have rode that out? Would they have gotten to the point where Steph Curry was a star? Would the team have been good enough for Steph Curry to be a star on this team? I think dismissing a situation in trying to evaluate what would happen if a player got drafted is unreal. I don't think that works, unless you're talking about a player like Luka, who was ready out the gate. Sorry.
The way I see it, too, is like, it's all hypothetical. They all probably turn into DeMarcus Cousins. Top player at his position who didn't really amount to much as far as accolades and all that because the team around him was never good enough. Like, Steph is probably as good as he is, but like I said, he's DeMarcus Cousins. Didn't ever win anything or whatever because the Kings probably didn't put anything around him. That's probably the most realistic thing, I think, that ends up. They all just end up DeMarcus Cousins.
Who was very good.
Yes. Like, yeah, his talent showed, but it didn't amount to any type of winning.
I also think, and as much as I love because he played a little bit of part in that with he wasn't the right leader at that particular time for this franchise. And maybe somebody like a Steph, maybe somebody like a Kawhi, maybe even Dame would have been able to be the type of leader that the franchise needed. I don't know. That they could fumble everybody. That's a real possibility. But I think they would have signed all those guys. Like, and I know Steph had the injury concerns, and maybe I could see a world where they trade him and keep Monte, but because Monte was still there. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking of like what they did with Cousins. They signed Cousins to the extension. He hadn't done much of anything at that time. Mm-hmm. Now, to your point and to another point with that, they did decide to move on from Tyreek because of his
injury issues.
Mm-hmm. So they could easily look at Steph the same way.
Probably weren't wrong on that one either.
No.
Given the, you know, I mean, I know Tyreek wound up having a fine career, but it wasn't, that was elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wasn't here in what the role they had hoped for him and what his contract would have probably called for from Sacramento at the time.
And how much of that also is Steph agreeing to that contract? Right,
like,
because they say, "Oh, we're gonna sign the extension, but we're not gonna give you the most you can make.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you this little deal right here." And Steph Curry could have declined it, and then been a restricted free agent, and let the market dictate what
he could have. Right? Yeah, I think the thing for Steph, and I'm sure recognized by his people, is that was Steph's market at the time. It's impossible to think that now. Mm-hmm. But in 2012, that was Steph's market.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. And he signed a market value contract and then became one of the greatest players we've ever seen starting the following year.
Starting immediately.
Like, I don't think that's ever happened before. Like, he immediately outperformed his contract. In the most, like, he won two finals? Three.
In that contract?
Yeah, two finals and two MVPs on that contract. Mm. No, he won one finals. No, Yeah, he went to two, because 16 is when the no 60. No, it was two because that's how they got KD. KD got there before Steph signed the extension.
Right.
Steph signs the extension the year after KD's first year there.
Right.
So he won two MVPs and two titles, making $11 million a year, signing a $44 million in total contract in which he makes like 69 or something per year now.
Crazy. So if I have this right, I don't remember it this way. The Kings signed Tyreek to the second contract and then traded him?
I don't think so.
In spot track, they have the rookie deal with the Kings. They got the 4 years, 44 with the Kings. I don't think that.
I didn't remember that happening
that way. I thought they didn't give him the extension any. Maybe
it was one of them sign and trade gimmicks.
Maybe so, because he went to New Orleans, right?
He did go to New Orleans.
It might have been a sign and trade.
Let's see. Rookie of the month, Evans was blah, 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 blah. Where is.
I don't know. I don't even know who they got back for him. Wasn't the draft pick. It wasn't a draft.
Evans was acquired. Yeah, Evans.
Sign and trade.
Yep, Evans was acquired. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Read the deal.
Yeah, Evans was acquired by the New Orleans Pelicans on July 10th in a sign and trade involving three teams. The deal sent Robin Lopez to the Portland Trailblazers. Gravis Vasquez Sacramento Kings.
I remember that. Woo!
Oof. Gravis Vasquez, Maryland legend?
Maryland legend.
It is.
Gravis actually had some good, some solid years in Toronto.
It is ingrained in the DNA of this organization to be bad. It doesn't have the number. You said 444. Is that what you just said? I don't know that he was worth 444, to be honest.
To your point, though, that was he had injury issues. So maybe it was the same deal. Maybe that was the market for a rookie guy or a rookie contract guy, rookie extension guy dealing with issues like him and Steph were.
Yeah. Tough. Well, this was depressing. We went from talking about trash restaurants to this. Which probably leads us to our next conversation.
Well, I think people got to get ready for something, man.
Oh, you tell me what it is when dealing with Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, I've been waiting for this call. Katrina on the line. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. Tasha, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? I told you I'd call.
Well, no, you didn't. Manny told us you called.
Well, it was supposed to be a surprise.
Shout out to you, Tasha. I heard you got some new shoes over the weekend. The streets are telling me.
Yes, I did.
Some exclusives.
Might talk about those tonight. I'm gonna get straight to the bread and meat. Shout out to
Casey. All right.
Sorry, I had to.
No, it's very good. It's very good. I love it.
Okay, tonight, 8 p.m., I hope everyone pulls up. They got to bring their popcorn and wine. We have a very special episode of the After Party tonight. It's ladies' night.
Hey.
I will be joined by Coach Molly, Jill Adge, and Simone, and we will be talking about all of it, our shared love of sports, the future of women's sports, of course the Kings, maybe a little bit about shoes, a little music.
Okay.
It's going to be a vibe.
Yeah. I like that.
We appreciate you, Katrina.
The Tiny House are going to be pulling up too. Miss P, Nicole, Zebra PT, all going to be in the house.
Oh, what a night. It should be like this instead of being like mine. Come on, man. Ladies' night is going down.
All right. Good stuff, Katrina. Good stuff, Tasha. We're excited for you tonight. Cannot wait to hear that. Simone sent a really nice message. I didn't ask her if I could read it on the air, so I won't. But she sent a really nice message, man. So I'm excited to see her on with this crew tonight. I'm excited for this. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. It's gonna be good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Well, shout out to everybody involved with the Chatty House After Party. I've always said everybody wants to host a podcast until they have one. And this crew has stayed diligent with this podcast and continuing to make it grow. And that night De'Aaron Fox was traded, they were on. Yep. They had people tapped in, and they had people hanging on what they were doing, man. So that's good stuff from that crew right there.
Love to see the consistency with how they're going about this show. It's a good show, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like you're trying to be the bearer of bad news. So what is
it? We still got one more call?
Nope. Okay. If you got bad news, sure.
No.
Stop trying to prolong the inevitable, man. What the hell is your problem?
What's going on?
I don't have bad news. I just want to know, like, what we want to do here as Kings fans, as the King community, as media members and fans. Like, what do we want to do here
with
this franchise? Because, like, do people think that if you trade DeMar DeRozan in the summer and get Cam Johnson back, that you're some type of contender? Like, what you want to, like, what are we really doing here? Because everybody, like, just trade this guy and this guy needs to start. And you're a first round playoff team, like, we're, like, people hate right now.
Honestly, anything before a rebuild might just be stalling.
And that's where I was kind of getting at. Like, it feels like if you don't like what's going on right now and you don't believe in it, completely fair. I understand. But it's either you kind of figure this out with the group that you have for the most part and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle, or are we prepared as a fan base, as media, to tear all of this down and become Utah and become Portland, become Charlotte?
You have to tear down completely like that, though.
Why? What's the? That's what I'm just asking. Like, what's the other?
What's the other? Maybe you still get value for, I guess.
They have no value left. They have nothing left. Like, the Kings, they're only true. Like, they've destroyed Keegan's value. And maybe not destroyed it, but it's not as high as it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. And your biggest trade chip, you traded. And instead of trading for something for the future, which you made another win now decision. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. The problem with the Kings constantly making win now decisions is they're not actually winning. DeMar DeRozan is a win. We got to keep this thing going. We're trying to build upon this and keep winning. Okay, well, it didn't work. And I don't know. You've got nothing left. This is what we've been talking about all week. We're just talking about it in a different way. This team has no future.
So what?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't care what you do. Like, tear it down to nothing. You have nothing. Like, what? So let's talk about it. You'd be Utah. What's Utah done? Utah's went and gotten draft picks, right? An absurd amount. How are you getting those draft picks?
Just
you've got nothing. That's
you mean. What do you mean? Whoa, whoa. What do you mean? Like, what, if you go to, you decide to go.
If you decide to bottom out. If you, like, you know what? We botched this. Obviously, the front office is fired. That needs to happen regardless. Front office is fired. New front office comes in. They say, we're tearing this thing down. All right. We need to acquire draft picks. Got it.
You trade Sabonis and you're trading DeRozan. Sabonis.
DeRozan isn't netting you first round draft picks. DeRozan is not netting you first round draft picks.
He may not be.
Maybe from a playoff, like a potential, like, conference.
Yeah.
That type of team.
That's still a first round draft pick. Like, that's a lot of what Utah's saying. All Utah's first rounders aren't Washington. Like, some of them are the Lakers or something. Like, I'm just using a team.
Yeah, but so they at least they have theirs. Do the Kings even have their ability to bottom out and, like, hope they land? You need a pick in the top four.
If you bottom out this year, I believe you have your pick, so it's out the window. I think, and we can pull this up real quick. I think if the pick doesn't convey, it goes to 2 seconds
this year. So they'd have to make the playoffs this year for it not to, or no, that's right. They if miss the playoffs, they keep the pick.
If they miss the playoffs, they keep the pick. And I think that doesn't sound right. There's probably one more year where it's a first round pick. Mm. And then if
for a player that's not on the team anymore, by the way.
No.
This was all for a player that is in Chicago, I think.
Yeah. Now that hampers what you can do trade wise. Being able to make any type of deals. But Sabonis, Monk, between Sabonis, Monk, and DeRozan, which you think you can get three first-round picks? Probably two. Probably two, between the three.
I think you could get two for Domas.
Yeah, you should be able to.
I mean, maybe. Should. I don't know if you
In
can.
Theory,
like, you think you could
to.
Get a first-round pick for Malik? I don't think you can, man.
It depends on, like, what he does here. Like, if he shows that he can, that he's putting up 20 a night here in Sacramento, and you're just like, hey, he's a great player, but he's not for us.
Our man Raul says it's top 12 protected this year, top 10 protected next year. A couple people in the chat have pointed that out.
One more first-round year.
Most ridiculous trade. Yeah. Just absurd.
So, but, like, that's what we're talking about. You're going the Utah route, you're selling all your assets. Just getting rid of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And getting people back. And that is fine.
You're going to have to stop raising ticket prices, too, because they just sent those emails out.
That's already done. So you sell off right now. You stop trying to win right now. That's already done. You're selling it off. And even if you lowered them, I don't know people getting season tickets. I don't know if they watch in the same way. I know it's Sacramento. I don't know if they watch in the same way.
Mm.
We didn't talk about on here NBA hour. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not talking mm-hmm. about the game. Mm-hmm. Like,
we've lived this, NBA hour.
This is. I just want people to know this is what you're getting yourself into. When they say, get rid of DeRozan. Get rid of LaVine.
Mm-hmm. No, you might not be able to.
That's where the front office has brought this team, though.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten here because
that's
of
that. That's fine. I don't care who's to blame. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what you're staring at. Do mm-hmm. you want to go that route?
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Let's try this. Let's try this real quick. Present me with an alternative route.
You have a DeRozan, a LaVine situation. And
what's that
maybe
mean?
They're still on the team. And you have Monk. Everybody's still here. I'm not moving anybody off yet.
Okay.
Even just not doing it.
Okay.
But you're a first-round team. You're probably losing the first round. Maybe if things are really popping, you get to the second round.
This team hasn't shown that they can get there yet.
They haven't shown it there yet, but this team has also been together for 2 minutes. That is kind of what we were talking about.
That's all you might have.
No, I'm just, but you.
No, I'm hear
saying
you.
Like this summer, you say, no, I'm bringing everybody back and we're going to try this again.
Okay.
And the ceiling of that team is the ceiling. Not saying this is where I know mm-hmm. they're getting, but mm-hmm. the ceiling is a second round team, max.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.